Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the book of Psalms 92, verses 8 through 15. Psalm 92, 8 through 15 is our passage today. It's a psalm. It is a song, and it was for the Sabbath day. It was for when the Jewish worshipers came, gathered together to worship God. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You will exalt my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like the cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." The righteous. Think of that description. It's not a description of perfect people or even mostly perfect people. The righteous is a word that describes those who live with the desire and commitment to please God. In the New Testament, we have a clear understanding that a righteousness is made possible by the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. We are made righteous by him. That's our position, and our practice is to live a life that pleases him. The righteous, the psalm says, will be fruitful like a palm tree and strong like a cedar tree. Depending on God for strength, they will flourish. Even old age will not keep them from producing spiritual fruit. They will stay fresh and green. The Lord is upright, and he clothes us with his righteousness. There is no wickedness in his person or in his actions. He is unable to do any wrong. He is an unmovable rock. He is an anchor to which we cling. God's righteousness will never wear out. His righteousness will never be used up. In Christ, we will forever be called the righteous. Father, I stand righteous before you, not because of what I've done, but because of what you've done for me. And I thank you for clothing me with your righteousness now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.